Hello everyone, this is Asclepius, with the second part of a compelling story narrated by Isaiah. It is entitled The Cure by the Vagabond, Part 2. Background music, Lurid Delusion, by Matthew Pablo at www.matthewpablo.com.
The Cure by the Vagabond, Part 2 of 2. My wife continued. He also accuses me of being a member of an obsidian order. And he thinks people are after him, sending him magic messages. I felt completely betrayed. And I gave my wife an angry look and I gritted my teeth. I knew, without the context of what really happened, the alchemist would surely think I was crazy and prescribe far more potent herbs than I needed. I just wanted the suffering to go away. I didn't want to become a vegetable. Nevertheless, I accepted this situation. The alchemist didn't seem fazed by what she told him. Yet I didn't get the impression he was a member of the Obsidian Order. I think he was just a normal alchemist going about life. There were more horses outside. And the alchemist said, "I'm sorry for all the noise. We get lots of horses through here. I'm just asking, just in case, do you think the horses are relevant somehow?" I shrugged and admitted, "Well, actually, yes. I feel like somebody's trying to send me a message. Now I know he thinks I'm crazy. At this point, I'm beginning to think I might be crazy too. In fact, I welcome the thought because maybe this could all go away." I left that place feeling a bit of relief. Maybe the Obsidian Order is going to have mercy on me. So long as I take this medicine that will numb my mind, they will be able to claim I was just insane. And people will deny what really happened to me. It really did happen, though. Wait, I don't want to think those thoughts, because they can read my mind. I began to force myself to think, I really believe I am crazy. After each time I think about the Obsidian Order, so the Order knows that I'm going to be obedient and keep their secret locked up safe. It seemed like a good deal. 2 weeks later, I felt a whole lot better. The racing thoughts and the horrible feelings have completely left me. I was still terrified that somehow it was only temporary. I did still see scratchings on the walls, but it didn't seem significant to me like they did before. I thought either the Obsidian Order had put misleading graffiti on the wall to help me think I'm getting better, or maybe none of this ever happened. I still cannot explain the things that happened to me during that time. Although I'm fine now, and I don't care. The herbs caused me to gain weight, but at least I feel better. I still have crazy moments, but maybe I was crazy. I don't want to remember if I'm not crazy. If anybody reads this, get help if you are having any experiences like mine. It seems real. Even if it is real, just go get help and get free.
Echoes from the Caverns is brought to you by Lord Baldrith, Asclepius, and Sir Style Teckle. Do you have a piece that you'd like us to read? Please contact us at lordbaldrith@thecaverns.net, asclepius@thecaverns.net, or style@thecaverns.net.